Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Oh, so wild are the politics of campaigning for president. If you've had enough of it by now, you might turn your attention to the U.S. Supreme Court and some good news you may be missing. The court has declared it will not rule or even consider a request by the National Gun Lobby to overturn a gun control law passed by the Illinois General Assembly and signed into law by Governor Pritzker. It's a good and tough law prohibiting the manufacture, advertising, and selling or buying a military-style rifle anywhere in Illinois, like an AR-15 rifle, for example, that's now a popular weapon for mass murder. The law was passed in response to the mass murder during a July 4th parade in Highland Park. 6 people were killed, 30 people wounded. Since then, our gun control law has been condemned by gun lobbyists, including the sheriffs of several counties in Illinois, announcing they will not enforce the law. Meanwhile, during the recent July 4th weekend in Chicago, 8 people were shot dead, 6 wounded, and the weekend before that in Chicago, 12 shot dead, 60 wounded. Nationwide on July 4th, 238 shot dead, 618 wounded. Shocking? Yes. Sickening? Yes. Hard to believe? Yes. Hard even to imagine? No. Because we're getting used to it. Too used to it.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.